Raluca Onchoiu from Bucharest, Romania. My dad, he was in the Romanian army. He was a captain. And he applied to come here as a tourist. And in 81, the Romanian government said, okay, you and your wife can go, but the girl has to stay because that way you'll come back for her.
Nobody. My parents didn't know about my departure. Nobody. Because you have the KGB signature. You go to the airport. You are just about to board. In the meanwhile, someone makes a call.
So, hey, there's a guy who gave them approval to leave. He's not going to come back. What's his name?
They came here as visitors and they defected.
My ex-wife at the time, she was always crying. We left our daughter there.
So they wrote back.
We made up a story like my ex-wife was
pregnant again, but she'd get better medical care here. I was an only child and I thought, oh, they're gonna have a kid over there, forget it. They're gonna leave me here. So I was quite terrified. They're gonna have a kid over there, forget it. They're gonna leave me here. I was living with my grandparents and my aunts and uncles for about a year and a half before my coming here was approved.
When she came here...
I really resented them when I came here.
I was her
for about a year,
worst enemy for almost 1 year.
We just didn't get along very well. And I didn't really like this country at all.
We barely talked at that time. She didn't want to walk next to me on the sidewalk, let's say, in the store.
My dad's always been the military type. He's very dictatorial. I would liken him to Julia. Very dictatorial. He would punish me if I didn't recognize a particular symphony or the composer. And he would punish me.
I had to read all these books that he told me to read.
Very dictatorial. For him to make sure that I read them and understood them, I would have to write a report on them. Very dictatorial.
I think I was quite severe with him.
Separated, and at around Christmas time, I would come back from Tufts, where I went to undergrad, and we would get Christmas cards from Romania in very stereotypical chauvinist Romanian fashion that would be addressed to my dad, but they'd be for the whole family. So I found a Christmas card addressed to my dad. I opened it, and I remember reading Draga Tata, which means dear dad, and I totally freaked out. Draga Tata. I ripped it up. I went into this big temper tantrum, draga tata. And then when my dad came home, I said, I have to talk to you. And I said, I found the... There was a card in the mail. It was from your son. I want to tell you that I ripped it up and it's in the garbage.
Her half-brother was a hidden fact. Well, I was the only one knowing about it. Here.
He denied it. He said it. He doesn't know if this is his son or not.
So, Luca, yes, I had an extramarital affair while being married to your mom. And she had a baby. But I'm not 100% that the baby is mine.
And that was it then. There was nothing else. We didn't talk about it again. And that was it. From my aunt, who went to Romania several times, that she brought him something from my dad, and he looks just like my dad. So I knew he looks just like my dad.
I knew he was mine. I took care of him the first 3 years. Leave his mother, leave you as my son. So leave his mother, found a way to send his picture to me. So immediately I started, I call him. Oh, that was a fantastic call.
I had to sit down the first time when I heard him again. He called, but I don't remember what he said. I just recognized the voice.
Haven't heard my voice for so long, he forgot about my voice. I said, who are you? Who are you? If you are my dad, stay with me, then hang up. Then hang up.
He came to Romania and probably we talked more. 97, 98, 99. That's one. I found out about my half-sister.
And then my dad had a DNA test done. And then he told me that he has a son. And then a couple of weeks later, he asked me what we can do to bring him over. Me being the immigration expert, I did the papers for him.
My sister told my father, and my father told me that I have like only 2 or 3 weeks, otherwise I will lose my chances to come here. That month I was becoming 21, and after 21 you have to go through another process.
Since he wasn't a child of a marriage, and since he wasn't legitimated, my father, according to immigration law, he had to prove that he had an ongoing relationship with him over the years of a father and son. He had to submit letters.
I had some pictures with him, letters.
I wasn't ambivalent about him coming over, and when I agreed to do the papers, I didn't have any, and I was grown up or whatever, it didn't really matter, you know. But what hit me the hardest is, he had to submit letters, and when I read them is when I really got upset. They were mostly from my dad to him, and he would write these amorphous things to him, and he didn't necessarily write those letters to me until later on in life. What hit me the hardest is he was very strict with me, very dictatorial, and he would write these amorphous things to him, and everything's like a metaphor, very poetic.
I didn't seriously think about coming here, so I probably didn't realize what I'm starting or what I'm doing until I was already here. It was like a childish thing. I'm going to America. Nice, now what?
This is a painful thing to really consider.
And the kid, I mean, he's great. Great. And he's so sweet. I mean, he's very nice. I didn't think I was going to like him, but...
I hope that she got some good from me because, you know...
I mean, I don't think of him as my brother, but I like him. He's really nice, and my husband likes him, so...
Yeah, my new family. Hello. I didn't ask my mother about lots of things. I didn't ask him. I think if they want to tell me, it's fine. If they don't, it's fine again.
Well, it's a very strange story, isn't it?
I think he probably did know about me. We haven't actually talked about this.